it's a sign of the tensions in our society and the exposing of the racial evidence which has been sitting there for centuries. It all blew up when George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police officers in May, triggering an array of protests locally, which continue as deaths and incidents and investigations continue nationally. Council members voted yesterday to apply the Black Lives Matter Way signs the length of Fillmore, not renaming the street, but coming close. Much of Fillmore is in the Maston District, and Councilmember Ulysses Wingo says the signs reflect social change.
The unveiling of this movement, it is such a monumental expression of what is necessary moving forward with the climate the way it has been with the relations of police and African Americans. And we want to make sure that we say it loud and clear, and not in just in the vein of the movement, but we want to make sure that we say loud and clear that Black lives do matter.
The street's name reflects President Millard Fillmore, a major figure in the city's growth, and the president who signed off on the Compromise of 1850, which included the Fugitive Slave Law, allowing Southern slave owners to come north and claim African Americans were their slaves, and that claim couldn't be challenged. This was in the middle of a great national debate over slavery and abolition, which culminated a decade later in the Civil War. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.